Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I think for the large part, you can see there's been a lot of rebuilding that's been extremely successful, and a lot of that has been through charity. If you look at it through the government perspective, there have been a lot of failures that are well documented and unfortunately extreme. And the last neighborhood that I can say 10 years on did not successfully rebuild because it's under less than 50% occupancy from what it was originally is one of the poorest. Mostly African Americans used to live there. They were mostly elderly, so a lot of them died and a lot of them relocated. So 10 years on, it's still a struggle, but overall we can say there have been a lot of charity-driven successes.
There's Polly Mozendez, who was on the Good Day program with me earlier this week. She writes for Newsweek magazine, and there she comments on her latest article, which is a focus on how she thinks or how she has observed recovery efforts have gone 10 years after Hurricane Katrina. And it happens to be that the 10th anniversary of Katrina is the number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen, getting started on the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, August the 28th. Yes, we have come to the end of another month in the year 2015. Seems hard to believe, but that's the situation. And as that's the case, we, as usual, at the end of the week, review the top 10 talk topics of the week based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which focuses on the talk radio industry. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers TV at Talkers.com, where Talkers, the Talkers Magazine, is located as well. Every day, different articles. So it's a good place to go if you like knowing more about the people you're listening to on the radio. And so here we're counting down from number 10 to number 1. The 10th anniversary of Katrina is number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, more on Ashley Madison and the aftermath, or the after wake, if you will. Here is host Bill Carroll talking about some of the fallout from the hacking of that website.
The Ashley Madison leak is still having its ripples in people's personal lives and celebrity media coverage. All kinds of big names have been popping up on this thing. And now police up in Toronto, which is where the headquarters of Ashley Madison is, they're saying it's even worse than that. They think there might be even more dire consequences. But they held a press conference. And this is a member of the Toronto Police Department. His name is Bryce Evans. And he's talking about some of the downside. He talked about how workers came into Ashley Madison like it was just an ordinary day, and they started to sign on. A lot of them just opened up their laptops, got onto the company Wi-Fi, and as soon as they signed in, laptops, desktops, everywhere, these messages were flashing, telling them that they'd been hacked. And as we know, they were saying, you know, you better give in to these demands or we're going to release this information. And the demands had a lot to do with Ashley Madison keeping a promise that the hackers claimed that they made to delete people's accounts when they stop using it. So, and Ashley Madison refused to give into that, obviously, and it sat there for a couple of weeks, and then, boom, it just exploded. All this information came out, and a lot of lives have been ruined by it. So let's just go through some of the information he talked about, because one of these freaking people out is, well, the most important thing is, have I just destroyed my marriage? And I would ask the question, well, is your marriage worth saving, given the fact that you're cheating on your spouse, or at least trying to? But the other thing is, this credit card information is out there. Do people lose money over
that? We would like also to confirm for the public that some credit card information of Ashley Madison's clients was in fact released as part of the data compromise. Although it is our belief today that only the last four digits of the cards were obtained and released, we encourage anyone affected by this to review your credit card records and to take the appropriate measurements to protect your accounts.
You know what I do right now is I call my wife because she takes care of all the money stuff. It's funny, when we first met, I did that. Now she does that. Hey, honey, can you just check to see if our... Oh, no, never mind. So, for the last four digits, that's got to make people feel just a little bit better.
And it's very unique on its own that it exposed tens of millions of people's personal information, including the credit card data. that Avid Life had obtained primary through personal email addresses of their members.
So he talks about just how big this thing really is.
As of today's date, the investigative team has found no criminal wrongdoing involving Avid Life Media. On the contrary, the actions of the hackers is clearly criminal in nature. This hack is one of the largest data breaches in the world.
I think we all knew that. We knew how huge it was, but he's just kind of reminding us of how big it is. But really interesting, he said no criminal wrongdoing on behalf of Ashley Madison. Well, what was he suggesting? Maybe that they thought it could be an inside job that someone, but he's ruling out any of that. I'll tell you, there are already a couple of class action lawsuits launched in Canada against Ashley Madison. I'd love to see those people in court trying to explain how they were damaged by, all I'm trying to do is something innocent, like shoot on my spouse, and then I get busted and humiliated. Well, what about your behavior? Compensate me for being creepy and getting caught.
Number 8.
The number 8 item on this list of the top 10 for this last week of August is a focus on those western wildfires. Here's radio host Dave Ross talking to climatologist Cliff Mass. Mass says that the recent deaths of firefighters could have been and ought to have been prevented.
Cliff Mass, atmospheric science professor at the UW, put up a blog post in which he said that those three firefighters who died fighting part of the complex of wildfires in eastern and central Washington should not have been sent into the area, and that forecasters should have been able to know that. So, Cliff, tell me why you decided to jump into this controversy.
Well, I took a look at the information, the weather observations that day and the forecast before that. And the unfortunate finding was that the forecast the day before were clearly showing that there'd be a transition of the winds and with the wind direction changing and a big surge in the wind speeds that afternoon. And then observations, hours before the blow-up showed this line of increased winds and wind shift moving across the Cascades. So if they were in place, I think they should have been pulled back. I think what we really need to develop is a real-time system that allows firefighters to have someone watching their back, especially watching their weather back, and letting them know when a dangerous wind or temperature situation is developing.
Well, explain now how much notice, and you were not watching this in real time, I assume. You went back and looked at the maps after this happened?
That's right, but I could look at the forecasts that were available the day before. I mean, we knew there was – I remember that period. I mean, we knew there was going to be two transitions, one Wednesday night and then another one on Thursday. And so the Wednesday one was forecast from the computer models on Tuesday, clearly showed that there was a transition of air moving across the mountains, which would increase the wind speed and cause a wind shift in direction. And so if you could look at the forecast made the day before, and they clearly showed that. Then if you were – look at the observations, in play upstream of where the fire blew up, by places like Sahikin or Winthrop to the north, you clearly saw a transition in the winds hours before. So I think the information was there to at least tell those people to pull back.
So how much advance warning, if you had been on the scene, how much advance warning could you have given the fire boss that these winds were about to change and that nobody had any business being in that area?
Well, certainly, the day before, we knew that this situation was going to happen. I mean, the weather forecasts have gotten very good, and particularly in these kind of forecasts, where you're transitioning from air moving across, cooler air moving across the Cascades. So the day before, it was clear that something was going to happen that afternoon. So, we knew that way, way before. And then we have had confirmation of it, hours before as the situation changed. So I don't think this is really a weather forecasting problem. I think this is a communication problem.
That's number 8. Number 7 is next on this week's Countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. and jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit hopecareers.org.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number 7.
The French train attack. Here's host Gary Rivers talking to Simon Owen about last week's terror attack on that train in France.
So this guy happened along a park, spotted a rifle loaded with magazines with lots of bullets in it, and decided to go on a little train trip. Is that the story?
Well, there were a number of other guns he apparently found in a public garden as well. This is what his lawyer is saying this morning. Then he boarded the train and decided to carry out a robbery. And his lawyer says he's a confused man and this sort of thing. That's the defense anyway. But this case is being investigated by anti-terror police in France. The man is a 26-year-old from Morocco. His name is Ayoub Al-Khazani. And police have until tomorrow night to question him. And so I suspect we may find out a bit more about what the authorities believe he was sort of thinking about in the next couple of days. But this was Friday night. In the evening, a high-speed train heading from Amsterdam to Paris with 500 people on board. And as it passed into France, northern France, we're told that this man came out of a bathroom with no shirt on and an assault rifle strapped across his bare chest. And it's at this point that he's overpowered ultimately by three Americans and a British man. And they have all been awarded France's top honor, the Legion of Honor, by the French president in Paris.
Wow. Did the guy get any shots off? That's what I understood happened, but maybe not?
Yeah, three people were wounded. To be honest, it's still a situation of cobbling together various accounts, and it was clearly a very chaotic situation. I'm not sure he got any shots away, but he was also armed with a knife, and I think somebody may have been attacked with that. It was, you know, as I say, it was clearly chaos, and we've heard stories from these three Americans, and it does seem that there's extraordinary bravery shown by a number of people here. We think there's also a French-American and a Frenchman who've stayed anonymous and who will also receive the Legion of Honor later in private, but it does seem that this was perhaps driven by the two Americans who were soldiers. One's an airman, Spencer Stone. Another is a National Guardsman, Alex Scarlatos. He, by the way, is just back from Afghanistan, and this was his vacation. And it seems that they decided that something had to be done, and the others got involved as well, and they worked as a team.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Your attention is called on the countdown to what happened in the financial markets this past week. Certainly it started in China and Asia and spread around the world. Kind of a roller coaster for a while. Earlier on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to financial analyst John Pollack about this ride in the stock markets and how the news media hit the panic button, while the truth is that everybody just needed to sit down and wait it out.
You are dead on. I couldn't have said it better myself.
End of conversation. Thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah,
we'll talk
to you again
sometime.
Or move into the bunker that you built in 2008. You could do one of the two.
Right. Okay. So what's give us something. The nervous investors who are listening need some patting on the head and rubbing of the belly. So what are you telling your clients?
All right. So what I tell them is, first of all, what happened in 2008? People are kind of hearkening back to that. Oh, my gosh, this is happening again. So what we do is we look at the facts. I mean, I know that's boring, but it's better. It's more fun to be emotional.
When it comes to money, I'll take the facts, please, even if it's boring.
Yes, absolutely. So here are the facts. The leading indicators, which are, you know, have produced good results for predicting recessions, are not red. Consumer debt obligations are at the lowest they have been since the 80s. Housing starts are, you know, blowing and going. Car sales are blowing and going. Best Buy just posted a 50 cents dividend.
Yep,
that's
and
a 40% above what the street.
New home starts are way up, are they not? That's usually
new
the
home
strongest
starts.
Barometer.
Yeah, so we've got all this really good news, and what's interesting is there a lot of people are tying it to China, and I haven't been able to connect China's economy to ours. They're still going to manufacture iPhones for us, so that's not going to change. The spending that they did on infrastructure will change. It'll go down, which will lower the cost of stuff over here, so that's actually good for our economy. So I'm not getting it. It's kind of an emotional thing, and it's going to be a roller coaster probably for a couple of weeks.
But isn't that the way it is with most of these characters on Wall Street who, when somebody passes gas, I better sell my stock. I mean, these people are like the oldest of the old ladies who say, I'm going to be careful with your money. And that's not being careful. It's all fear-based thinking, and it doesn't prove out because if you look at the market, it's up, 14,000, whatever it has been, 15. It's going very well. because people believe in American companies, believe in the American, even if we're $17, $18 trillion in the hole, most of the money we owe to China anyway. So,
right? So if they default, that's good for us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can write it off. it's laughable. I mean, all of this crazy. I heard Jill Schlesinger on CBS the other day, who I think is about as credible as anybody when it comes to this stuff. Most of those people over there couldn't find their butts in a snowstorm, but she usually gets it right. And she said, don't do anything. Just sit and wait and watch. And if anything, put some money aside. If you got extra money and you're 10 years away from retiring or 20 years away from retiring, you've been smart enough to start a 401k, put money into something. Have an advisor. I said this on the air, John. Tell me if I'm right. If your advisor is telling you to sell and he or she is being paid a commission when that sale takes place, you shouldn't pay attention to him, or he probably shouldn't even be there. Am I right on that?
Well, I would alter that a little bit. If your advisor is telling you to sell, fire your advisor,
okay,
whether they're making
right.
a commission or not, because yep. it's bad advice.
Not too long ago, the U.S. was considered the sort of tortoise of the world economy, at least in comparison to China and even Brazil, who we really haven't talked much about this past week. But Brazil, a little stronger economy than China in terms of growth, or at least sustenance. However, slow but steady seems to be winning the race, wouldn't you say? After this past week, the American economy is chugging along. And so the people who were slower for a while in Asia and South America are really sort of behind the eight ball. Some food for thought from those of us who put together the countdown show.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So we've been through half of the list of items that are big this week in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of August 24th to the 28th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go back to number 10 for a moment and understand what's going on here as we think back to what happened during the hurricane that people still keep in their mind between that and Sandy, but it was Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. And then the Ashley Madison situation at number 9. Number 8, the Western wildfires, the drought, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 7, the French train attack. Number 6, the financial markets and their situation. So I guess that brings us around in the second half of the hour to number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5, continuing the focus on Mrs. Clinton and the email investigation. Here's Talko's Sean Casey with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. They discuss the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails on her private server from her days when she was Secretary of State and why the belief is that this is still a relevant and important thing to discuss.
What I don't understand, and let's start from the beginning here on this whole Hillary Clinton process, is how did it ever come to fruition that the State Department or whoever thought this would be a good idea for the Secretary of State to be allowed to set up a private email server, which in and of itself may have been a direct violation of national security classified intelligence laws?
Well, it hit the nail on the head. This is something that Hillary Clinton did 2 days before she was confirmed as Secretary of State. She set up this outside email server. You'll hear a lot of double talk and phony baloney spin, especially yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, where people claim, you know, variously that, oh, Colin Powell did it, oh, Condoleezza Rice did it. And what they're trying to blur and muddy up is the idea that they may have individually sent an email from, let's say, a Gmail or a Hotmail account, which they say that they've done, at least Colin Powell did. But that's quite different from setting up your own outside channel of communications designed to circumvent the State Department system, and then openly claiming that you've conducted all of your professional business, all of your government business on your own private server. This is absolutely extraordinary. No other cabinet secretary in the history of our country has done anything like this. And she's self-certified. She said, look, I want to do it. And no one in the State Department apparently had enough fortitude or guts or integrity or whatever you want to call it. Nobody shut it down. They wanted to run wild with it.
The other thing I don't understand is that if and when, because I'm using my work email here whenever I'm talking with folks in federal agencies, including the DOD or whatever, you have to have a special digital encryption just to exchange regular emails. What I don't understand is under the SCIF system, how a secure government network, which is set up to protect sensitive compartmental information, how you could even, you know, one could shake the hand of the other one. I don't understand. How is that allowed to work?
Well, in my estimation, based upon what I've seen, there was no crossover. In fact, what you described is exactly why these separate channels exist. So you can't, there's no spillage. You can't go from one to the next. What you run into here and what it looks like is that people like Huma Abedin and Jake Sullivan and perhaps others would glean or excerpt information from classified records, communications, and then essentially, not literally cut and paste, but excerpt in pertinent part the information that they thought they should pass along to Hillary Clinton, and then send it over her personal unclassified server. And so they were basically pulling the crown jewels out of these intelligence cables, putting, you know, making bullet points or nuggets of info and shooting them to her over her unclassified private server. This is an outrageous abuse. I mean, there's criminal code forbidding this explicitly.
Number four,
staying in a sort of political realm, what's Joe Biden up to? Here's talk host Kim Carrigan with Larry Raske, who's a former press secretary for Biden. They discuss the possibility that Biden will decide to run or not to run. That is the question.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Is Joe Biden running?
Well, he's leaning in, just let's say that. I don't think he's made up his mind, and I don't think he'll make a final decision my guess is at least a month, but he's definitely leaning towards it.
Well, what do you think are the factors that will make him either run or not?
Well, I think it's important to recognize just the incredibly unfathomable circumstances that he and his family have recently gone through with the loss of his son and obviously brother to, you know, Hunter and Ashley, and father of the grandchildren, and just a tremendously important figure in the Biden family, Bo Biden. Who passed from cancer recently. I can't even... Bo Biden was his father's soulmate. They talked every day. And so I think it's only been, a month or so since both the vice president and his family, the rest of the family, have been able to just even think about running for president and what that would do to everybody on an emotional basis, and what it means to be out on the campaign trail with that sense of loss seared inside of you. And so that's factor one. Factor two, I think, for the vice president is how does it affect his relationship with the president and his job that he treasures and does so capably. We saw Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, yesterday saying as much as he possibly could about President Obama's respect for the VP, but trying to figure out the water's edge between government and politics, I think, is something that he cares deeply about, and he'll needs to get that squared away with the president.
Number three,
the debate, discussion, divide, if you will, on immigration policy. Here's L.A. radio host Doug McIntyre talking to Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies. They discuss Facebook censoring posts about illegal immigrants taking jobs from Americans.
Facebook has now apologized for an error, in quotes, that banned reports on illegal aliens taking jobs from Americans. Apparently, they temporarily banned users from posting reports by an immigration watchdog analyzing federal statistics that show immigrants in general and illegal immigrants specifically take a big share of new jobs. When you would post that, you'd get a message that said, warning, this message contains blocked content. Your message couldn't be sent because it includes content that other people on Facebook have reported as abusive. As if reporting on a public policy issue, fact-based, by the way. Well, this doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is that Facebook retracted and capitulated on this. And what an irony, isn't it, that the social media that claims to be the great engine of revolutions, the Arab Spring, etc., the free dissemination of different points of view, finds this point of view unacceptable.
That's right. It turns out that they only believe in freedom of speech and sharing of information when it's material that they agree with, apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, you know, they've claimed that this was a systemic glitch in their operations that caused our content to be erroneously blocked. That's bad enough that they would, you know, have artificial intelligence that declares something to be un-PC, or, you know, that they've programmed it to do that. Or what we think is more likely is that we know how there are trolls out there on the Internet that go around trying to trash things that they don't agree with. People were reporting our material as, quote-unquote, abusive or offensive, and they had a team of people who agreed that that was the case and then blocked it. So either way, it's, you know, really censorship.
Well, it's always censorship, and here's the problem. You know, everybody, to a greater or lesser extent, does. I always talk about there's no such thing as unbiased reporting. I mean, the New York Times masthead famously says all the news that's fit to print, but they are the arbiters of what's fit to print. So as long as human beings are involved, there's going to be a certain amount of bias. But the problem here is that we've mixed this aggressive form of political correctness into a public policy issue of profound significance, something that is rightly front and center of the presidential debate. It's being discussed and debated in homes and workplaces and in every community in America. And what business is it of Facebook to be censoring public discussion? If they want to monitor abusiveness and racism, et cetera, fine. It's a private company. They can do what they want. But just putting data out there from the Center for Immigration Studies is hardly abusive.
This is aggressive political correctness run amok.
All right, so there's some food for thought. Wow, that's quite interesting. Number two, you'll find that interesting, too, as we continue on the countdown. It's up next.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. And jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit hopecareers.org.
Number two.
All right. This is one of the items many of you have been waiting for. As Donald Trump's popularity continues to rise, there is a great interest in his candidacy from more and more corners, if you will, of the country and around the world as well. Here's host John Howell talking to political analyst Steve Kassenbaum about Trump's renewed feud with Megyn Kelly.
I noticed everybody there, I'm sure Roger Ailes told them to do so, everybody jumped on Twitter to defend Megyn Kelly. All Donald Trump did, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, was retweet out somebody else's comment about Megyn Kelly, which was taken to mean that, once again, Trump is obsessed with Megyn Kelly. How did this all start and why?
Well, Donald Trump actually started tweeting out about Megyn Kelly before her show even ended, after she returned to the anchor's chair following a week of vacation. Basically, the typical comments that we've heard from Donald Trump about Megyn Kelly and thinking that she does a poor job and not very nice things he said. And then he retweeted the bimbo comment from somebody else. And that's when Roger Ailes said enough is enough, essentially, and said that Donald Trump owed Megyn Kelly an apology, and another Fox News anchors came to her defense at a news conference yesterday in Dubuque, Iowa. Donald Trump said he basically doesn't care about her, and if anybody, which is funny, if he didn't care about her, then why was he tweeting about her? But he said that if anyone owes anyone an apology, it's her to him. And then he said he felt that Fox News does a horrible job covering him, which is interesting because he's gone on there very frequently. You know, he's been on the morning show.
Oh, hundreds of times. He's been on Fox and Friends. I know, maybe not hundreds of times, but every Monday morning he does a hit with them. He's regularly on Hannity. He's regularly on O'Reilly. He's, you know, this, just like this fight with Jorge Ramos, it plays to everybody's constituency. It's good for Fox News to poke at Donald Trump because it makes them appear to be more fair and balanced. It's good that Donald Trump pokes back at Roger Ailes because then there's some independence, some plausible deniability that they walk hand in hand down the road. And the fight with Univision helps both Trump and Jorge Ramos. Everybody wins in this.
It's hard to imagine someone winning the Republican presidential nomination while being at war with Fox News, though.
Isn't that a comment in and of itself, how important the people at Fox think they are and how important some people think they are? The behind the scenes is that Rupert Murdoch, who controls the Fox entities, doesn't like Donald Trump at all, and he and Roger Ailes had been at odds with one another, and Ailes decided and told Murdoch that he wasn't going to get as involved as Murdoch wanted him to be in pounding on Trump. So you can see sort of where the drift. It's always good to know what's going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, it's clear that Murdoch is in charge. However, he pays Ailes $23 million a year to run Fox and make it work. And Ailes is smarter at doing that, obviously, by looking at the success of Fox than anybody else. And one wonders, as Ailes gets older, I think he's in his mid-70s now, how long it'll be before somebody else comes along, and will they have the starch to keep Fox as prominent as it is, which, again, has nothing to do with anything political. It has to do with understanding people and their reaction to items in the news. 51 past on the countdown.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yes, as we wrap up with the number one issue, understanding our reaction and making adjustments to what it is that people really concern themselves with. This was an appalling reality. And as the weekends, the reporters who were killed by this other television person really makes me, as a human being and somebody who's involved in the media, think a lot about what I'm doing and what we're doing. Earlier this week on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to correspondent John Tarrant about the shooting of this reporter, the cameraman in Roanoke, and the ramifications of, again, this happening while people were actually watching it on television happen live.
It's odd, isn't it? Because these two beautiful young people, Alison Parker and Adam Ward, so enjoying their jobs. They were a team. They were starting out at the beginning of their careers. They kind of only just graduated in the last couple of years. They were having the time of their lives in a beautiful part of the country here in Southern Virginia, just outside Roanoke. And then along comes, out of the blue, Vesta Lee Flanagan, also known as Bryce Williams, a former reporter on the station, who was fired in 2013 because he had lots of anger outbursts, and they had to let him go. And the manager said when they let him go in 2013, it was the most awful firing he'd ever had to go through because it things turned so sour that they had to call the police to get him out of the building. And then 2 years go by and you don't really see him or hear from him. And then out of the blue, he comes up and, you know, not only does he try to jostle the camera crew, but he shoots them, and now two of them are dead and the third person is injured in hospital. Now, Vesta Lee Flanagan issued a bizarre manifesto yesterday, Doug, which arrived 2 hours after the shootings on a fax machine magazine at ABC Television, and he talks about himself being a human powder keg, full of anger about things like the racially motivated shootings in Charleston, South Carolina in July. He said he bought weapons immediately after that. He said he's inspired by Columbine from 1999, in which 13 people died, Virginia Tech in 2007, in which 32 people died. And that's ironic because Adam Ward went to Virginia Tech before joining WDBJ. And Vesta Lee Flanagan also talks about being bullied and discriminated against, both sexual and racial. So those are his reasons, but of course they kind of pale into insignificance now, really, because we have the death of these two beautiful people who, and it happened live on television, which is something we've never seen before. We're kind of in uncharted territory.
Well, you know that every day there's something going on like this. Any place in our country, this is liable to happen.
Well, I think that's another of the extraordinary issues which really come to the fore today, because had this been just a shooting, you know, that wasn't on television in a random part of the country, or if these two had died in a car crash or something like that, then there would be nothing like the nationwide coverage that is being given at this time. It is because it happened on television, and because it happened really for the first time on television. We've never seen anything like this.
Here's another point of view. Host Jackie Page with reporter Nadia Singh. Singh works at the same television station where Alison Parker and Adam Ward were employed.
First of all, what is the mood like in the newsroom, and how are you able to continue through the workday?
Well, as you can imagine, the newsroom is in a state of shock. People are trying to keep it together, trying to do their jobs as journalists, which is what we're here to do. Our managers are doing an incredible job of keeping everything together and making sure we're doing what we're here to do, which is to bring the news to our viewership, to our community, and that's what we're working on right now.
So tell me a little bit about your coworkers. Did you know them well?
I did. I saw Allison and Adam every day. They were in the morning meeting every day. They were very bright, ambitious, smart people. They knew their jobs. They did it well every day. They brought 110 every day, both of them.
And did you happen to know the shooter at all, the gunman?
I had worked with him briefly.
Before he
That's correct. Before he no longer was an employee here, I did work with him briefly.
So obviously you're being inundated at this point by people like us, but also by families that are obviously very curious. These two were very well known in the community. Isn't that correct?
That they were. We have been inundated with phone calls, texts, tweets, messages, even deliveries of concerned viewers. People are calling from all over the nation and around the globe. They are calling to give their support, their condolences for these two young people who clearly were lost very soon, way too soon.
You can tell us what you think the most important item was on the chart for this week, because we have them all listed at DougStephan.com. If you agree with the number one story, number two, not necessarily agree, but what was most important to you? Let us know, please, at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.